views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about holiday loneliness and loneliness in general. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. You know, Jason, I know that we're not like everyone else, and neither is what we do. So tell me about the different approach we have to loneliness and holiday loneliness.
So if you Google it or you listen to the experts, they will offer some sort of strategy or technique to help someone who's lonely to get out more, to connect with people. But those strategies to get out more and connect with people rarely work very well.
Well, okay. Why is that?
Because loneliness is an energy. Strategies and techniques where you get out more, where you socialize more, don't necessarily remove the energy. And this is a great time to talk about our ecosystem approach.
Okay.
You know, our ecosystem approach takes an energy approach to common problems as opposed to a strategy and technique. In other words, if you change the energy of a situation, it's far more effective than if you try and manipulate it somehow by doing something to hopefully get to the result that you have.
Okay, well, wait a minute, like conning it or tricking yourself or tricking others.
Exactly.
Okay.
Those
manipulating,
are
by the way.
We call those programming approaches.
Yes, we sure do.
And they don't necessarily change the energy. Now, here's a really important point, that we have different viewpoints about emotions. Some people, and this is what the common belief is, that emotions are moods that can go away. So in other words, if you're feeling lonely and then you go to a party and you forget about that lonely mood that you had, you believe falsely that you're not lonely anymore.
Okay.
But as intuitives, and this is where our intuition and being intuitives has really helped us, is that we see that the energy of loneliness is usually attached to the person.
Well, it's always attached to the person.
It's always attached to the person.
Yes.
And it doesn't go away when you go to a party.
Okay. Well, what it does is it hides or...
It distracts you.
Exactly. Or you get distracted and you don't notice it.
Right. You forget about your mm-hmm. your lonely energy feeling, and you are preoccupied with some other feeling.
Well, but one of the things that we do is, you know, we try to change the quote mood by using the old strategy techniques and programming. And we do things like do what, Jason? We drink alcohol, use drugs.
Well,
and eat bad food.
Because the truth is that when we have a bad mood, rather than think to ourselves that we change the energy of it, we think we got to get out of the bad mood. And that predisposes us to opioid abuse, alcoholism,
correct.
Any, you know, even overeating, because mm-hmm. that changes our mood,
okay.
But it doesn't get rid of the energy. So what happens is we get caught in these cycles where we have to, the things that we use to change our mood, we do it over and over and over again because we're not really eliminating the energy. The energy's still there.
But it doesn't get to the root of the problem.
Exactly.
And the root of the problem is?
Well, in this case, loneliness is an energy
okay.
that doesn't go away when you go to a party.
Well, you know, then let's get right to the one of the points of the topic today. Why is loneliness so difficult during the holidays?
It's triggered by a desire to be closer with loved ones and family. You know, our mom, my mom is 88 years old. She lives with us and she loves the Hallmark Channel. And when, you know,
wait a minute, ad nauseum.
Yes. So, you know, they're playing holiday movies over and over, you know, like 24/7. It's. So, but in Hallmark movies, and, you know, we admit,
We do like the Hallmark.
We're just going to tell you a secret. Don't tell anybody else. You know, if you're listening right now, don't tell anybody else. But we like the Hallmark Channel too. but here's the truth of it. You know, you see the decorations and everybody's happy and it always
is
a happy ending.
Programming.
That's programming. And that's that in itself is a programming that gives us the belief.
Yes.
That all we have to do is decorate and look happy.
That's the programming.
And that we'll be happy. And right. It's not true.
Yes.
There's nothing that changes the energy. And having that, if you are happy during the holidays, you'll want to decorate as opposed to feeling that you can decorate and then be happy.
And by the way, I'm trying to get him to buy me more Christmas lights. I just want you to know that. Okay?
But sweetie, we're already happy. we don't need Christmas lights. Anyway.
So, wait a minute. I want to go back to the programming because I want people to understand that when you use the ecosystem approach, that the programming of what, quote, the holidays should be for you, meaning what we learned as children, what we've learned or, you know, been programmed to believe all of our lives, by the way, has gotten more and more and more to even before that programming starts before Halloween now. I remember when I was a kid, it was maybe a week before Christmas, then all the decorations came out. But
let's make the point about the programming. Okay. The point is that, you know, in our programming culture, we think that if you decorate for the holidays, you wear festive clothing, then you will be happy. In other words, if you do these things, strategies and techniques, then the energies will follow. But it doesn't work that way. Wait a minute.
That new dress isn't going to make me happy, Jason?
No.
Huh.
No. Hold on to that because I'm going to use that for next time she asks for a new dress. But anyway, Carter, make sure you're recording this. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So the truth is that we think that strategies and techniques change the energy, or it's based on the false belief of what an emotion is. We think it's a mood that kind of goes like air. It kind of flows, and one minute we're feeling this way, and next minute we're feeling this way, and loneliness, which is not a mood, it's an energy. So if your loneliness before you go to the party and then you're lonely after, and you do that for year after year after year, that lonely energy builds up.
Ooh, and then becomes what, Jason?
It becomes a lot.
Meaning toxic.
It becomes a block to your essence.
That's right. Ooh.
Which keeps you from your authentic self.
Okay.
Your essence and your authentic self are kind of the same.
Yes. Well, let's bring up one more point before we really talk. We're going to talk about the blocks, of course, but loneliness is rarely just one energy. Am I correct, Jason?
Yes.
Okay.
It's always connected to other energies. Mm-hmm. And so when you clear one, you get to another. And this isn't a magic formula. You know, we're taught to believe that we've got a problem. So what's the solution? Problem, solution, problem, solution. The ecosystem approach is so much different because we don't think of it as a problem and solution. We think about how you resolve your problems.
That's the main point
because exactly. if you change the energy of a situation versus doing something about it, quote
using
unquote,
strategy and techniques,
then it's far more effective because you go directly to what the problem is, especially with these things that are really intangible, like emotions or feelings or holiday spirit. Let's say you want to have holiday spirit for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Well, what is that? Well, it's an energy.
Okay.
And people try and force it by, you know, putting a bazillion lights on their house or doing all these things. And usually it's the reverse. When you feel festive, when you feel connected to the holiday spirit, or you're, or in this case, we're talking about loneliness. So if you feel lonely, even if you go to a party, it's not going to help. However, if you clear the energy of loneliness, that's what starts to help you get out, and you'll want to go to the party. You want to do the things that where you can connect with people in a meaningful way.
What we're talking about here is we're trying to help everyone understand that they can get to the root of that problem. Whatever I'm talking about, the problem right now is loneliness. They can get to the root of that problem by starting today, by clearing, by using the ecosystem approach.
Clearing is a way of working with the energies and removing those negative energies.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's one other point I want to bring up real fast. If you're having like a quiet holiday, or you're going to be alone for the holiday, it just think of it this way. It's a great opportunity to clear the negative energies that surround that day.
Having a quiet holiday or being alone during the holiday is not necessarily bad.
Right.
It's the negative energies that's attached to you. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Exactly. So Jason, let's talk about, what are the key points of this segment?
Loneliness is an energy that builds up over time. Working with the energy of loneliness is the best way to remove those lonely feelings. And loneliness is often connected to other emotions like depression, sadness, despair. And that the ecosystem approach is the best way to remove the energy of loneliness in a direct way.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about loneliness for a particular person. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about loneliness, and even in particular, holiday loneliness for a particular person. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So what do you mean, Jason? What about loneliness for a particular person?
Well, usually that's about losing a loved one or a prolonged absence, like what happens with military families.
Okay.
And this is really familiar to me because, you know, I was in the military for a while. And that was a big issue because we'd go on deployments and the military spouse would leave and then the family was by themselves. And it's the same principle applies, that these are energies. But one of the things about it is that, you know, the gap that's created, yes, you miss that person and you want to be with that person. And there's a yearning when they're gone. But I know in the military, when the guys would come back, that there was a lot of problems when, and it's not just the guys, you know, back then there was, you know, it would, females would be going on a deployment. But when the spouse returns, they didn't fit into the family anymore. And, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, there was a gap before, but that yearning went away quick.
Well, and
they were thinking, oh my gosh, let's send them out again, send them away again.
Oh, okay. But you know what? I believe that a lot of them do really well with that, you know, because they believe in the service, you know, in what they're doing, all of them.
Well, yes, but we're talking about loneliness and right. We're going to talk about why that yearning happens.
Wait a minute. You've got a holiday story, or not a holiday story, but you've got a story about this, Jason, and well, I think it's really a good one.
And it's another type of loss or mm-hmm. loneliness, which mm-hmm. is when someone dies. And one of my pet peeves is what happened to my daughter, because when I was in the military, my wife died of cancer, and my daughter was 7. And one of my pet peeves is the use of platitudes. I know that this was down in the South. We were in a military base in the South, and people would come up to my daughter and say, to comfort her, you know, with very good intentions, but they say, well, your mother's with Jesus now. And my daughter came to me a number of times and basically demanded, if you know my daughter, this is pretty natural.
Yeah.
But demanded to know why she wanted to be with Jesus and not with her.
That her mother wanted to be with Jesus and not with
exactly.
your daughter. Yes.
And it was a platitude that has gone awry. And, you know, it was not framed in the best way. So.
Okay. So, wait a minute. Let's just talk about, explain platitudes and statements of comfort, meaning, you know.
What are they?
Yeah. What are they? What are they? And what's the effect?
They are remarks that people make to comfort others in difficult emotional situations. They're usually for the people who are giving the platitude so that they feel better, and they're not really much help for the receiver. For example, here are some common platitudes, and this has to do with death or other things, but, you know, they're in a better place. They are out of pain. Your time will come. It's God's will. You'll get over it. It could be worse. It was meant to be. This too shall pass, and things will work out. All those things are platitudes that don't give much help. You know, in a way, platitudes are a form of programming because they say, okay, don't deal with the energy of a situation. Just program yourself to feel a certain way.
I.e. put the emotions you're feeling in that moment aside.
Yes.
Because your emotions don't aren't valid. They don't matter, or they're not necessary. But the truth is grieving, and even grieving when someone is absent, not just death, not just dying, but even that kind of grieving, it is valid because it happens naturally to all of us.
And that's an important point, because programming is when you push aside your emotions.
Right.
And when you push aside your emotions, what you do is you create these blocks. It's like a plug in your plumbing to your
authentic self.
Authentic self, exactly.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, I guess what bothers me when I came out into the situation, I'm going to extend this story just a little bit. It's not a story, by the way. It's basic fact. His daughter, at first, of course, she was, you know, very standoffish, and now we are actually really good friends, and I'm so pleased with that. But the truth is, I helped her work through a lot of those things because I understood the ecosystem approach and basically told her. I remember the first time telling her, your feelings are real. And they're your feelings. They're valid. And she looked at me like, what? You're not telling me the same thing everybody else did. In other words, she wanted to know if I was lying to her as opposed to everybody else, what the platitudes and so forth had done.
She knew the programming wasn't right.
She knew that the platitudes weren't
right.
Do with it.
Yes.
So, and the ecosystem approach, it helps in every aspects of our life. I just want to say that to everybody. And I realize we're talking about loneliness today. And by the way, because his daughter did not get rid of those emotions, she and I and Jason have worked through a lot of that loneliness that she had from when her mother died. And I met her more than 7 or 8 years later. And but today we still work on it. And of course, we laugh about certain things that were said. So I just want you to know there is a way to get rid of that loneliness and that hurt and that abandonment. There is a way. And by the way, all of those energies.
Those are energies.
That I just talked about. They are connected to loneliness.
Yes.
So, Jason, what is the news letter bonus about this week?
We're going to give you a clearing list so you can work on your own feelings of loneliness mm-hmm. and those associated feelings. So, you know, we do this every week on the newsletter. We have clearing statements. So we have clearing statements for the topic of the week. And if you sign up, it's free. All we ask for is your name and email address. And I suggest that you do this this is the way to start with the ecosystem approach. It's free. It's completely free. It's something you can do easily and effortlessly. You can put it on your phone and just read those clearing statements during the week. And then next week, we'll go on to a different topic.
Well, Jason, how do they do that?
So go to our website at www.livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab on the top and just give us your name and email address. And it's that simple.
And it's a really good way to get started with the ecosystem approach. And by the way, each week we do a different topic. So, you know what, Jason? You have not answered the question about missing someone close. What do?
You clear the feelings of being incomplete, helpless, and the loneliness of missing that person. Mm-hmm. You know, the barriers to learning new things are energies.
Mm.
When typically, this goes back to the military families, but part of the yearning had to do with all of a sudden the spouse had to do all these things that the spouse who was deployed had been doing. And I know that Patricia and I have a really close relationship, but if I left for an extended period, she would yearn for my ability to work the remote on the TV.
Hey, I can call cable and find out. I'm sure of it.
You know, and it's not that we are incomplete without each other, but we just have this separation of duties. But there's a difference between this deep yearning for another person and just functional yearning for just being able to take care of business.
By the way, I just got this picture of if he was gone, I'd be so frustrated with remote, I'd take and throw it at a window. I'm sure of it. Anyway, no emotions here. I'd like you to, I'm not emotional at all. So Jason, tell me one more time, what do you do about when you're missing someone close to you?
You clear those feelings of loneliness, being incomplete, being incompetent, perhaps, and the barriers to learning new things so you can do what you need to do.
Well, okay. So what do you do if you don't have someone? See, meaning if you're looking for a relationship or you just got out of one, what do you do? What do you clear then?
Loneliness at the core is always a lack of connection to the authentic self.
Hmm.
And that when you do the clearing, you uncover your authentic self, and that's your core. You can be alone. Loneliness is an energy that is comes about from a gap in that connection with your authentic self.
Ooh, okay.
And that's the core of it. That's what it is. And the truth is that if you start to remove the negative energy that creates that gap,
mm-hmm.
you can start to feel better no matter what the situation is.
Huh. That's kind of interesting. Jason, tell me, what are the key points of this segment?
The most satisfying connection is one you have with your authentic self. That loneliness is a reflection of your disconnection with your authentic self. And that removing the blocks to your connection from your authentic self overcomes loneliness.
Okay.
And that missing loved ones is natural. But the best thing you can do is clear those painful feelings.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about loneliness, when it feels like you shouldn't be lonely. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, right now, we're going to talk about loneliness and when it feels like you shouldn't be lonely. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. All right, so Jason, what do you mean when you say someone is lonely, but they shouldn't be lonely? What does that mean?
There are many times when someone is lonely when they don't believe that they should be lonely. You can be lonely in a marriage. You can be lonely with your family all around. Or any time logic tells you that it doesn't make sense, but you still feel lonely.
So why could someone be lonely when it doesn't make logical sense?
Because emotions are energies and are not subject to logic. Also, because they are energies, they build up and they can make us feel lonely even when there doesn't seem to be a reason. For example, we talked about this. You know, if you understand that emotions are energies, so if you're lonely when you're a child and you don't do anything about it, but the mood passes, you can be lonely as a teenager, as an adult, as you get older in the middle age, and you look around you, and it may not make any logical sense. You may have a full life, a full family life, but if you understand that emotions are energies, the solution is always not strategies and techniques, you know, but to clear the lonely energy. And the why then becomes clear. You know, the ecosystem approach is always very clarifying. When you start clearing the negative energy and uncovering your essence, the whys of things, why things happen, become much more clear.
Okay. So, you know, Jason, I know a lot of couples, be it married or not, but couples who are really lonely together, and yet they miss each other when they're apart, but they're lonely. They're lonely in their relationship. What do you suggest, Jason?
If you understand, you know, we've worked with this, you know, all the time that we've been doing this work, it's over 18 years, that we've had people who are lonely and dissatisfied in a relationship. They're lonely and dissatisfied by being single, mm-hmm. lonely and dissatisfied as a couple, mm-hmm. With family members. It doesn't really matter. And if you work on the energy first, the whys become much more clear, but they don't even matter. That's why, you know, if you see emotions as moods, you're never going to get to the solution because it's based on a false premise. Well, they're not moods.
But most people, that's where they start.
That's
I'm having
what we're
a
taught.
Mood.
Yes,
that's what we're
that's
taught.
What that's programmed to believe.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
But the truth is that they're energies and they build up over time. So
right.
You may be having problems in a marriage, feeling lonely, but it may be loneliness from your childhood that's coming up now.
Well, and absolutely. Or it's playing out in that relationship
yes.
now. And here's my solution to that, the ecosystem approach solution, is that we start with you. We always start with you, the person. But we can also clear the loneliness between two people. Or the loneliness in a group.
Those are what we call intangibles.
Right.
You know, they're not quite emotions,
mm-hmm.
but they're structural.
Okay.
But those are energies too. And
right.
and the ecosystem approach is very versatile that way. And but here's a point that I wanted to make is that we always look around us. We these feelings come up. We identify the feelings, but we try and justify them in what we see around us in the in that moment. So we may have lonely feelings from childhood, but if you get up every morning and look at the face of your spouse, you may come to believe that they're the problem, which you know, we're laughing just because that's been so common of a yes. scenario where they're people come to us and they're convinced that this person or that person is the problem in their life.
And if
whether it has to do with loneliness or not.
And only if we tell that other person, meaning the spouse, what's wrong with them and clear them.
Yeah, they want us to program, you know, or yeah. force the other person to act better so that the thing will go away.
Exactly.
But that's never the problem. But so, and today we're talking about loneliness, so we need to focus on that.
Exactly. But the truth is, you always start with you.
Yes.
And even if you're someone that's listening to this right now that doesn't think, well, I'm not a lonely person, that's great. I want to say right now, if that's the case, let's, you know, put your intention to help someone next to you, to help someone, you know, 10 states away. In other words, when we do the clearing, when we use the ecosystem approach, we in general help ourselves first, but we always should have the intention of helping someone else as well without judgment.
Removing negative energy is clarifying for all sorts of situations.
Exactly, exactly.
So should we talk about misconceptions?
And please go for it.
Misconceptions about loneliness. Okay. First of all, that they're logical. That if you connect with what you believe makes you lonely, then it goes away. In other words, if you connect with a person or a group or whatever, okay. then the loneliness should go away. It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
That loneliness has to do with being around people. That's not true. If it's an energy, you can be in the middle of Grand Central Station. It's not going to help. That loneliness is a form of punishment for bad behavior. There's so many people that believe that.
Wow.
I don't deserve to have someone in my life. I don't deserve to connect with people.
And I'm lonely because I don't
yes,
deserve.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
And that loneliness is hopeless.
Okay.
That I'll be lonely unless I have a partner, and that's not possible, so I'm screwed and I'm doomed for the rest of my life.
Okay.
And then here's the biggest one, last one, is that if you're in a family or with a partner, that you shouldn't be lonely. And that's not true either.
Exactly.
This always has to do with you first.
Right.
Exactly. And that connection you have to your authentic self.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points in this segment?
Emotions are not logical, especially loneliness.
Mm.
Emotions are energy that build up over time and don't go away when we don't feel them. True loneliness at the root is a disconnect from the authentic self.
I want you to say that one again, because everyone, if there's anything you get out of the show today, it is this. Say
that
it again.
True loneliness at the root is a disconnect from the authentic self.
Okay.
And that with the ecosystem approach, you can clear the loneliness and the associated feelings, because the ecosystem approach helps you with that disconnect with your authentic self.
And in other words, it goes to the root.
Yes.
Okay. So, well, with that said, Jason, how do we work with energy?
So this is how you do clearing. This is what we're going to do in our next segment.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to sit in any special way. You use your imagination. When we have the stated emotion, we ask you to just gather up that emotion or that intangible, and then blow it out into a trash can. Mm-hmm. That trash can be in your imagination. We always ask that you set your intention to help someone next to you if this isn't about you in particular. But if you clear something that's not about you, it's not going to hurt you.
Right.
And then we go on to the next motion.
Okay. And then, of course, after we do that, we activate life force energy. And how you activate life force energy is you bring in that life force energy. You call it right to you. By the way, everyone has the right to life force energy. Don't think for a moment that because you've done something bad or you're wrong or you're lonely, you don't deserve it, because the truth is we all do. So you're going to pull in that life force energy through the top of your head. You're going to let it go all the way down your torso, all the way down your arms as well, right to all the way down through your legs to the tips of your toes. One of the things I do is I will then turn it around, and when I breathe up, I will make it go to my toes. And then when I blow it out, that's when, if there's any negative energy left laying around in my body, which we all know that that is probably the case, then I can use that life force energy to help me blow it out and get rid of it and put it into the trash can. So with that said, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you with all your lonely feelings. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Right now, we're going to start to work with those lonely feelings and get rid of them right now. You ready, Jason?
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the lonely energy that has been building up with me. Take a breath. Blow it into that trash can. And to eliminate the shame I feel that keeps me from connecting with others in a meaningful way. The shame and guilt and any self-loathing or self-hate that keeps me from connecting with others. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any and all blocks that are keeping me from giving myself permission to use the ecosystem approach starting right now to let go of the loneliness and the guilt and the shame and the disappointment and the hurt and all of those things that is keeping me from letting go. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my fear of the holidays because of the pain of those lonely feelings.
Yeah.
Take a breath. The false belief that it's the holiday season that's at fault because I have those lonely feelings, when the truth is they're energies that build up and I need to clear them. Take a breath.
Here's a really good one. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see all of the emotions that keep me from my authentic self and clear them. Breathe. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any hopelessness I feel about my loneliness and my situation that feels lonely. Take a breath. And to eliminate the false belief that loneliness is about a situation when it's truly about an energy. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the depressed feelings that I have because I see that other people are lonely and I believe it's my job to take care of them and their loneliness. When the truth is, it always starts with me. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that if I create a holiday season like the Hallmark Channel, then I won't be lonely or be unhappy, when that's not true at all. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the sadness and depression and disappointment that is connected to my lonely feelings. Take a breath. Remember, these are energies that we're talking about, and energies can be removed by using the ecosystem approach. And to eliminate the programming I have that says my feelings, especially the lonely ones, are logical, when the truth is they're not. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the grief, sadness, and hurt that connects me with loneliness. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all of my memories that come up around the holidays that instantly connect me to loneliness and old loneliness and depression. I release and let go those memories right now and any rules that say I have to connect with those energies. I release and let go of it, all of them right now. Breathe, take a breath. Let go of them, just blow them out. Let's activate some life force, Jason, not unless you have some more.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's do it.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can have hope that my lonely feelings can be cleared, gotten rid of, let go of. Take a nice breath.
And to activate life force so I can have hope and trust that my connection with my authentic self will be deeply satisfying. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can see the depression coming and put it into the garbage can and get rid of it before it is even upon me. Or if I find it upon me, get rid of it then. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so that I can have the wisdom to know that emotions are energies. And they can be cleared, and they might not relate to the situation around me at the time. Take a breath.
And activate life force so I can love myself enough to clear the negative energies connected to my essence, meaning to my authentic self, easily, smoothly, and actually have fun doing it. Take a breath, easy. And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful and happy and healthy and aware and actually use the clarity that is a gift to me to let go of all of these negative emotions that are connected to loneliness. Starting right now, today, take a breath. So Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Oh, this is the biggie. We're going to talk about holiday shopping.
No, don't make me.
You know, we're going to talk about...
I don't want to.
Those pesky decisions. Oh my gosh. How much should I spend for Uncle George, Auntie? You know, do they deserve it? Do they not deserve it? Do they appreciate it? Do they not appreciate it? Oh my gosh. This can talk about anxiety. Will my gift be appreciated? What about the social pressure where I have to get, I want to get my boss a gift, or I feel like I need to get my boss a gift where I really want to give him
a piece
of coal or yes, and then smile while I have to. All those things. Oh my gosh. Holiday shopping is tough from that standpoint. And we're going to help you with all those things. Boy, we're going to talk frankly about, you know, these obligations and these things that most people don't talk about. And you're going to hear it here, folks. Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Well, can we also talk about, just touch on next week maybe, a little bit of that holiday eating that goes along with the social pressures, Jason?
Well, chances are if you don't resolve these holiday shopping energies.
I know what you're going to say. You're going to be eating way too much.
you're going to go to and buy this gift for Uncle George, and then you're going to buy this Sunday for yourself.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, one for one. Here's one for him and then for them. Yes.
Oh, I thought it was one for him and two for me. Okay. Anyway. So, all right. So, if you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, a lot of our listeners tell us that they love to take the recording and listen to it on the bus while they're commuting. You know, the recorded version is really, it's portable. You can listen to it anytime. Mm-hmm. And it's great to have. And we have a lot of people that tell us they listen over and over and over again. So go to our website and get the recorded version. That's great.
Okay. And that one more time is Living Lighter.
Livinglighter.org.
There you go. So if you really want to feel better and make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, you have to sign up for our newsletter. Remember, we have a clearing list that we put out every single week.
That's so valuable. Yes.
It really, really, really is.
So please go do that now. That would be great.
Right now. And that's amazing.
If you have suggestions for topics, send us a note. If you have comments, questions, our email address is Jason and Patricia, one word, JasonAndPatricia. At livinglighter.org and send us a note. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay. And we always put in the newsletter something specific about us.
Yes.
So where are we? Let's see.
Liking us on Facebook.
Oh, yes. Please like us on Facebook. You know, Jason's been a little depressed. We haven't had enough likes these days.
And I know I said that depression is an energy, but hey, go like me and see if that helps.
If you got a benefit today, definitely like us on Facebook.
Livinglighter.org.
There
Facebook.
You go. Yes. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.